what exactly is a frivolous return as opposed to one that's just not done right?
A frivolous return is one that has no basis in law. It lacks merit.
And so what's an example? What does somebody put on their return? What do they do to qualify as one of those? Do they claim they didn't have any income when they did, or what's the deal on that?
Well, there's a lot of different frivolous positions, and that could definitely fall into the category of a frivolous position, what you just described, where they say because of some provision in the tax code, they are not liable for taxes or they're exempt from taxation. That definitely falls into it. But it could also be claims where they use a false financial instrument such as a 1099 or Form 2439, something that has a refundable, a tax paid that is refundable to the filer.
So is it fair to say that you're dealing with people who are intentionally trying to cheat the government out of money that they're supposed to be able to collect? Is that reasonable?
Not always, because sometimes they fall prey, the filers fall prey to somebody who's promoting such a position, and they convince them that this is legitimate.
I see. I have read about seminars and things like that that people give where they say, come to this and we'll explain to you why you don't have to pay taxes. That's the kind of thing you're talking about?
That's exactly the thing. That's why, really, that was the basis of why I was nominated, is because those are the people that I go after.
And how do you find them? I mean, I imagine they're trying really hard for people like you to not find them.
Yes, that's true, but, I wouldn't want to go into too much detail about how we find them.
Fair enough.
We do have ways of identifying them in some cases, but there are some that, really do fly under the radar, and it's very difficult to find them, but we just have to keep plugging away until we do find them.
Now, the information, the notes that I have here about your selection as a finalist for a SAMMY say that you've been involved in dozens of cases centered on phony income tax withholding schemes that are based on the redemption theory. This might be the wackiest one that I've heard of, and I'm certainly not going to ask you to pass judgment on that, but can you explain what the redemption theory is?
Proponents of the redemption theory believe that every United States citizen has a trust account or a secret treasury account set up for them upon their birth. And in order to, and this is a fund of unlimited money. In order to tap into that money, they file a return making a claim for this false withholding or, what I told you before, some other refundable credit. Like withholding, or they might file a document where they it's a kind of a bond, some sort of bond. They name them several different kinds of titles, but they use them, or they allege that they are to be used to pay tax liability or get some kind of refund from the IRS.
Now, this is not small potatoes either. This says, in 2011, you played a major role in bringing complaints against a Colorado tax preparer who used the redemption theory to make $56 million in fraudulent claims. So this is a fairly big chunk of money that the government would be missing out on if you weren't out there watching these people.
Yeah, that's true. And he wasn't really the most egregious of the people who promoted that scheme. So, yes, that's true.
Shauna Henline of the Internal Revenue Service is a 2012 Service to America Medals finalist in the justice and law enforcement category. In the materials that I read and in talking to you, I get a sense from you that this is very, you consider this to be very important work. Why do you believe that this work is so valuable, and why do you find it so fulfilling, Shauna?
I guess it's very challenging to be able to identify those promoters. And really, they are victimizing the people who they prey upon by subjecting them to not only extensive civil penalties, because they could get a penalty by themselves, the filer themselves, of $5,000 for each document that they submit, but they could also face criminal prosecution and prison sentences potentially. So it's just, I firmly believe, I don't want to have to pay any more tax than I have to. I'm sure the rest of the country feels the same way. If everyone were paying their fair share, then we all would probably pay less. So it's just, I just feel very strongly that we need to get people like this, put people like this out of business so that they don't victimize innocent taxpayers.